Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 13th, 2020. Today is Friday in the second week of Lent. This is a reading from the 69th Psalm. Save me, O God, for the waters have risen up to my neck. I am sinking in deep mire, and there is no firm ground for my feet. I have come into deep waters, and the torrent washes over me. I have grown weary with my crying. My throat is inflamed. My eyes have failed from looking for my God. I'm taking just at least this one little detour away from reading the daily office readings from 1 Corinthians. Not because I didn't want to deal with the 7th chapter of 1 Corinthians and some of the things that Paul writes there, but really I just felt I needed to take a break in light of everything else that's going on in the world. For those of you who are awake and aware, we are in uncharted waters in our world and in our culture right now. The perceived spread of the COVID-19 virus and attempts to, what I understand epidemiologists call, flatten the curve have resulted in some pretty extraordinary things happening in fairly short order. It is March, and we're supposed to be gearing up for March Madness, the big NCAA college basketball tournament canceled. The NBA season is presently suspended. NASCAR and Indy races done until April. The Masters Golf Tournament postponed indefinitely. The Boston Marathon moved to September. Delayed spring opening for Major League Baseball is anticipated. English Premier Soccer League suspended until mid-April. And the list just keeps going. All of this designed to limit the spread by reducing the number of opportunities for large crowds to gather. My wife and I were out to lunch earlier this afternoon, and we just kept watching the local school systems that were announcing closures and postponements and delays. Many of them will be closed through at least the end of March, if not to mid-April. There are runs on toilet paper at the grocery store, and hand sanitizer is now a scarce and rare commodity. People are preparing to hunker down at home and limit social engagement. It's really a time of not, at least I haven't experienced it, not mass hysteria just yet, but a lot of confusion about what to do. So here at Trinity Church, under the guidance of the bishop's pastoral directives, we've sent out indication about what's going to happen and how things are going to shift moving forward. And I honestly expect that come Sunday, it will likely be a pretty thin crowd who gather for worship. But we will be open for the time being. It can feel, I think, overwhelming because we're not in control. Events are happening around us faster than we can take them in and deal with it. There's this torrent of news, this rush of information, this flood of data. and it can feel overwhelming, like we're doing all we can to keep our head above water. I think that's why the psalmist's prayer, his cry today, struck me so deeply. Feels like all I've been doing the last few days is dealing with the potentials and the fallout and the rumor and the fact and the this and the that relative to this health crisis. And it's felt pretty overwhelming, and I've felt pretty inept at dealing with it. And so when I read today's few lines from the psalm, I found myself really resonating with the psalmist's sense of desperation. And I believe that God hears the cry of those who are desperate. So I believe that God hears us when we cry, "Save me, O God, for the waters have risen up to my neck." For all the things that we are doing, all of the things necessary and prudent and practical, one of the things that I suggested in my letter to the parish that needs to be added to our life as Christians during this time of uncertainty is to pray for our neighbors, to pray for our family members, to pray for our friends and ourselves and our enemies, and all those who are affected by this new and deadly disease, that we pray that God be present with us through this. If we indeed believe that we need God's salvation power, that's not just a spiritual thing. That's not just, "We need you to save our souls." We sometimes need God to save our bodies as well. And this is one of those times. So I'm holding the lines from the psalmist close today. I'm holding the people of Trinity Tosa in my prayers today. I'm praying for all those I know who work in jobs that require them to have public interface. Healthcare workers and emergency workers, all those who work in food service and other such things. I'm praying for all of us as we walk through or wade through or try to survive this latest wave of uncertainty. We don't know exactly how it's all going to wind up in 2 weeks. I think what we're all hoping for is that things will right themselves and calm down. But in the meantime, we do our best, we faithfully soldier on, and we pray and hope that God's will be done and God's saving presence will be felt, both in our own corner of the world and across the globe as people deal with grief and anger and sadness, as they pray for healing for those who they love and they grieve those who they've lost. This is indeed a time not just to pray, but it is certainly a time where we must pray. Save us, O God. Let us pray. O most merciful God, in this time of fear and contagion, we turn to you for help and comfort. Deliver us, we beseech you, from the perils that beset us. Give strength and skill to all who minister to the sick or seek a cure for our affliction, and grant that, being reminded of how frail and uncertain human life can be, we may apply our hearts to that heavenly wisdom which leads to eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.